Hi, I'm Michael Ian Black, and you're listening to Distorted View.
Do you prefer to jerk off on someone's face or their chest?
I don't know why you want to make me choose.
This program contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
I've been waiting for you.
I am addicted to inhalants.
What is thy bidding?
Any more of aerosol cans.
Don't fail me again.
My biggest trigger is being alone.
Join us or die.
It's like I've accepted death already.
Join me. Together, we can rule the galaxy.
I feel like I could conquer the world.
You have failed me for the last time.
I wish I had a father.
I am your father. Pointless to resist. Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
This is really painful!
I have you now.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing but hope.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
My sweet turd.
Oh, hello there, Timothy James Henson with you.
Oh, hey. Queer.
Hi. Back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. I have got a great program for you, as always. I cannot say that with a straight face. Everything I touch turns to gold. I really do have a great show for you today. I ran across a website that I think you guys are going to like. It's called SecretsINeverTold.com, and it's basically just that. A website where you can enter your anonymous, deepest, darkest secret. You know, get shit off your chest. The more embarrassing, the better. I've picked out some really horrible selections. You know, you think you have it bad, just go on this website. You'll soon find out your life is nowhere near as shitty as some people. Anyway, here's a few selections. This is an anonymous entry. This is a guy from Missouri. I'm gay and no one knows. I think my roommate is catching on because he walked in on me masturbating to his Facebook pictures. That's a huge red flag. I love that he thinks his roommate might just be starting to catch on. What other explanation is there? You walk in on some dude jerking off to your Facebook profile picture. How can you explain that? I was trying to imagine you with tits. If it makes you feel any better, you've got an amazing rack in my mind. I would totally bone you. What? I gotta say, the people revealing these secrets aren't exactly neurosurgeons. Kind of idiots. Here's another post. An anonymous female from Kansas writes in, I hate children. Right on, sister. I don't know why that's so socially unacceptable to reveal. Kids are the worst. They just poop and eat and scream and they're obnoxious and they just suck money and resources out of your pocket. Come on. Enough. Kids are overrated. All right, so yes, I hate children. I told my boyfriend that someday I want to be a mom when in fact I secretly am hoping that I'm infertile. I think babies smell bad, and I also think that small children are a breeding ground for germs and bacteria. In fact, I won't eat any food that was prepared with the help of a small child. Children disgust me, and I never want to be a mother. Signed, Patricia Henson. What? Mom?
Nigger toes?
All right, here's one more I've got for you right now. This is a female from Missouri. She says, I don't kiss my husband because it tastes and smells like he drank a shit milkshake. Ta-da!
Shit milkshake. Shit milkshake. Shit milkshake.
I actually have the creator of Secrets I Never Told waiting on the line here. I want to talk to her for a few minutes just about, you know, her website and shit like that. But there's one more great one before I start talking to Sarah. This post comes from California. I tell all of my friends I caught chlamydia from a one-night stand with the girl I just met. Truth is, I'm almost positive I caught it from my dog. I don't even know if that's possible. I've heard people using the toilet seat excuse. I got chlamydia from a toilet seat, but never a dog. All right, let's get Sarah on the line here. Sarah is the creator of Secrets I Never Told. Sarah, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me.
Yeah, that's great.
It is great. I'm great. Everyone's great. I love your website and sites like it. These short blog type websites like Damn You Autocorrect or F My Life. Just short little entries that you can just read through tons of them. I spent a couple hours on your website just amazed at what people will reveal.
It is surprising. I mean, people, when you don't have to tell everybody who you are, people seem to let out a lot of information.
Exactly. Now, you have actually written a book based on the website, right?
After a couple months, we had received so many secrets that we thought we could compile a book. And we kind of saved back the best ones, the funniest ones, the craziest ones, everything for the book, too. So if we got in a really good one, we wouldn't post it. And the book came out in October.
Oh, so the secrets that are revealed in the book, or the secrets that are in the book, aren't on the website?
For the most part, yes.
Wow.
Unless they're one of our most favorite of all time, then there's a chance that they might have been on both. But for the most part, everything in the book hasn't been in the website.
Yeah, so it's mostly all brand new. So the book is available on Amazon right now. Let's get that out of the way. And it's
It's on Amazon right now, and it's on sale. Amazon put it on sale for us. And through our website, you can get a copy, and we'll sign that copy and send it off to you.
Yeah, it's really inexpensive. It's like, $10 on Amazon or $14.95 or something like that, autographed, right?
Right.
I love, and I think probably most people love the section, the what the, you know, like WTF, the best of what the fuck.
Yep.
I understand people want to get stuff off their chest, but some people are just idiots. Like, I was reading one, and it goes, I fell in love with a prostitute that turned out to be a bitch that only wanted me for my money.
Like, what do you think was going to happen?
Exactly, that's what a prostitute does. She's just really good at being a prostitute. You can't fault her for that. Do you have a favorite secret that's been revealed?
Oh, wow, we have so many. I'd say on the crazy side, I really like the devious kind of mean girl secrets for some reason. One of them is a female from New York. I found out my roommate/best friend messed around with a guy she knew I really liked and had been dating for a while. I stopped seeing the guy and never told her I knew, but I did use her toothbrush to clean the toilet every day for a month.
Yeah, that's a good one. My favorite are the more disgusting ones. Like, there's a female in Mississippi who wrote, I love the smell of my son's poop. He's just a toddler and still uses diapers. Now, when you get... she also says that he has such a strong, sweet smell that I could smell it for the whole day. He has a little air freshener. Have you ever gotten secrets that are so strange or scary that you're like, I've got to alert authorities about this?
We've had about two instances. We had a man from New York that would submit almost weekly and tell about his, stalking this woman in his apartment complex and how he was a maintenance man and he got into her apartment. And it was like his little online diary. And so the police department in New York was contacted. They couldn't really do anything. And then we also had a man... male from Arizona is what he went by, and he never came out and said it, but insinuated that he was following around kids and intending to do something bad.
That sounds like one of my listeners right there.
So we did talk to a policeman in Arizona, but again, everything's anonymous, so there's not much
right
we can do.
Now, in addition to the book, I was surprised to read, you know, I love the television show Intervention. I play clips of it on my show all the time. I just love these fucked up people. But the people who produced that show, Intervention, contacted you, right?
Right. We are working with them to help them find people for a new series they're working on about people who want to share their secrets with their friends or family.
Okay. So I guess that's good for my listeners because I'm sure they have a lot of secrets. I have, like, listeners who are into their furries. Have you ever heard of furries?
We got one. We got secret about... I don't know if this... Is furries when they want to do it with, like, stuffed animals?
Or is that when they dress up
as animals?
There's a difference. There's one group is called plushies, and that's when, like, people will take a stuffed animal and drill a hole into it and then have sex with it. And then the furries actually dress up as like, animals, like rabbits or foxes, and they, like, they frolic around together. So there's a difference.
We haven't got any of the furry secrets, but we did get a guy who said that he'd rather have sex with his stuffed raccoon than his wife.
That would be great for television, the visuals alone.
Yeah.
My listeners are messed up. One is into blood play. He actually sent in a video of himself and his girlfriend cutting each other. Like, he cut the letters DV for Distorted View into his girlfriend's skin and stuff like that. So,
like, how did these people find each other? Like, on a first date, hey, you into stuffed animals?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's all thanks to the internet. That has made it so much easier for people who are into these weird, you know, niche type of, like, fetishes to find each other. And that's one of the things that's great about your website. You know, the internet is obviously anonymous, and so people feel comfortable revealing these things so they don't have to worry about any sort of repercussions, and they can sort of get stuff off their chest. It might make them feel better, right?
Right, right.
Have you received any emails from people saying, oh my God, thank you for this, I needed to get, you know, whatever secret off my chest? And
right before Christmas that just happened, we had a girl who said, I guess this was on a little sadder note, she said that she was thinking about committing suicide, and she called the suicide prevention hotline and hung up as soon as the person answered. And we get quite a few, people that want to die, but for some reason this one struck me as being different, maybe more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a note to her under the comments and just gave her a phone number to call. And she called, I guess. She submitted again the next day, and she said she called, and she talked to someone, and we saved her life.
Wow. I just think it's great that you'll have a post like that, something very serious, and then you'll get, the next post will be, I frequently watch bestiality porn, or I put bourbon in my daughter's sippy cup, like stuff like that. It's just this crazy blend of stuff that you're laughing at, and the next one is super serious, and then you'll get a post like, I've been having dreams of raping and then killing my grandmother, and, you know, stuff like that. It's just all over the map. People have all sorts of secrets, and I just love, getting an insight into their, you know, messed up little minds.
Right. In the book, we split up everything. So the first chapter is our LOLs. The second chapter is our WTFs. So you get a whole chapter of those.
Wow.
The third chapter, I'd say, is probably the more sad secrets. It's the similar, because you can, on the website, you can vote. I have a secret too.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the most similar. And we also added a feature called the Secret Vision, where we took just kind of everyday pictures and put them together with secrets.
Oh, okay. That's
fun. And so it kind of gives a visual representation, and the book consists of a lot of those.
Well, again, the book is called Secrets I Never Told, and the website is secretsineverTold.com. I love that you saved the best ones and put them in the book. You didn't just post them on the website. You saved them for the book. Again, it's like $10 or something like that on Amazon. I'll put a link to it on our show notes today so my listeners can purchase it. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, good luck with everything. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That is Sarah Griffin, author of Secrets I Never Told, and, of course, the website is secretineverTold.com. Very cool girl. All right. I've got some audio to share with you now, and then we'll get into the news. First up, I've got a clip here of a couple of gay male cheerleaders trying to help one of their teammates with some trust issues. They have this bitch. They're in a house, right? She's all the way up on, it looks to be like three stories up, but it's probably just a flight. And she's on the edge, and the gay cheerleaders are trying to get her to fall, and they're going to catch her.
Don't scoot!
No, because what if you
hit your head? You're going to hit your head. You're going to, like, go straight down the wall.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to jump. You just have to fall.
Just fall. Don't like jump. You're going to bust your head up.
Maybe like this, and then just fall back.
Yes, just do it!
Come on, girl, just do it, we'll catch you! Guess what happens? The gays are distracted. Oh my god, Brent, look out the window! The UPS guy is ripped!
Okay, seriously. Ah! I can't.
Yes, you can't. Just
grab
it.
Yes, you can. Just, let's get one.
Yes, you can!
Yes, you can! Yes, you can!
Do it.
Don't be a pussy! Come on, let's go!
Okay.
Yeah,
just
fine.
Fall. Just fall. See? Kaboom. Just fall.
Yeah, let's go. One more time. I'm here we go.
Push
back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
What have we learned on today's episode of Distorted View? You can never trust the gays.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Thank you very much to Tom for sending that link in. Thank you, Tom. I found a really weird kid on YouTube. He is obsessed with candles. And that's not something most, you know, 13-year-olds are into. Yeah, a lot of gays on today's episode of Distorted View. This one's for my careless fairy freaks. All right, so here is this kid. He just goes on and on about Yankee candles.
Hey, guys. Today's going to be another Yankee Candle haul.
Ooh.
I just went to Yankee Candle today,
ooh,
and I decided to buy a lot of stuff. First things that I'm going to show you are my large drawers. First one I got was Pink Lady Slip.
Mm.
And that's cast under the floral section. I love it.
It smells fresh.
It smells mostly
floral,
like baby powder.
Oh.
And flowers.
Okay.
I really like it. If you smell fresh cut roses.
This goes on for 5 minutes. It would drive you insane to listen to the whole thing. So here is just a compilation of all the scents he's talking about.
So it was Early Sunrise I got, which is under the Fresh Sage and Citrus. They asked me if I wanted a teddy bear. He is really infused with soft blanket. Oh, I just got Tarte, Rotus, and Sanitizer. Fruit Salad. Next one I got is Vanilla Lime. Love Vanilla Lime. Soft blanket, so at least I have a soft blanket in the Votive for now. Orange Dreamsicle. Also have soft blanket in the large jar. I love coffee. Garden Hideaway does not have a very strong scent out of the package. These are the sage and citrus. Christmas at the Beach. Christmas at the Beach has more coconut than this. I have the large tumbler and
oh
a small
god,
tumbler.
My god, shut up!
Of Sun and Sand.
Okay, he's got Sun and Sand, Christmas on the Beach, Vanilla, Sunrise, Dreamsicle. Spice and sage, everything. And he has 5 videos of this. It is insane. There's something wrong with this kid. I think he's like maybe like a mild form of autism or something. He's obsessed with scents and candles. I'm gonna put a link on the show notes today so you guys can check out all of his videos and drive yourself insane. It's like a test of patience, kind of. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Couple things to mention, of course, Distorted View t-shirts and other merchandise is still available at jagoo.net. There's a link, of course, on our show notes at distortedview.com. And if you are not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now. You can catch yesterday's extended show and tomorrow's exclusive program, not to mention the entire archive of programs. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. All you need is a PayPal account, and you'll sign up for a reoccurring membership to the internet's most important website. Ting! And don't forget, I've got to mention this just because Valentine's Day is quickly approaching. AdamandEve.com is an amazing sponsor. They've been great to us, and they've got a great deal for you. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's FREAK. You'll get 50% off just about any item. And they've got 18,000 products. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, so you don't have to worry about shipping charges. And they're going to throw in a romance kit, which includes a toy for him, a gift for her, and then something you guys can both enjoy, plus an adult DVD. All of this plus free shipping. It's an amazing deal. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout. All right. We got that all taken care of. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Oh, no. We've got a real boner of a story here. Someone fucked up. The story comes from Fort Lupton, Colorado. A pregnant Colorado woman said she's in danger of losing her unborn child. Why, you ask? There was a bit of a prescription drug error by a Safeway pharmacy. Marina Silva, who is 6 weeks pregnant, was given a drug called methotrexate, which is used to terminate early-stage pregnancies, instead of an antibiotic her doctor prescribed her.
I want to get a picture of you losing your
baby! How could they get those two things confused? That really is a colossal fuck-up. Marina Silva, who is 6 weeks pregnant, was given the drug methotrexate, which is used to terminate early-stage pregnancies, instead of her antibiotic. I took it because I thought it was mine. She said after taking the drug, she felt nauseous. Shit out a little cunt turd. Yes, she said after taking the drug, she felt nauseous, so she looked at the label on the bottle. That's when things became crystal clear.
Why did you kill me, mommy?
Oh, Marky, this is not the time for that.
When God made me special.
She already feels awful. It was a mistake. That's quite enough. Finish up with the story here. It was a prescription for a 59-year-old woman with the last name of Silva, but a different first name. It's a pregnant 59-year-old? Oh, yes, abort that. Abort, abort, abort! Silva was rushed to Platte Valley Medical Center, where she was given charcoal to absorb the drug. Doctor said she could miscarry, have a child with severe birth defects, or have a healthy baby. You know, I gotta tell you, abortion's not the worst thing in the world. Here's a song that'll help cheer you up.
Thank God for abortion. Yeah, it makes me feel so good inside. Now I can't afford a television 52 inches wide. Thank God for
fucking Corey. I love him. Thank you very much, Corey, for that amazing song, simply entitled Abortion. Doctor said she could miscarry, have a child with severe birth defects, or have a healthy baby. Safeway has admitted the error and offered to pay any medical expenses. Oh, I think you'll be paying more than just medical expenses as a result of the mix-up. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. Did you guys see an ad for HomeAway during the Super Bowl? Oh, they're getting so much shit for just a little bit of child abuse. I mean, come on. Countless families watching the Super Bowl say they were horrified, oh no, to see an ad in which a baby appeared to smash into a glass wall. Now listen, I hate this fake outrage. These families were really horrified? Really? It was so fucking fake looking. No one would make the mistake that it was a real baby being smashed into a glass wall. God damn it, we are a sad fucking nation of pussies. We really are. I mean, come on. And to say that this encourages child abuse is ridiculous. Basically, the ad is illustrating how cramped some hotel rooms are. And the mother lays down a little infant. And some of the other kids accidentally push their father because the room is so cramped. And the father falls back onto, like, a plank. And then sort of catapults the child, the infant, laying down into a glass wall. The baby goes flying and smashes into the glass wall. It's funny to me. But then again, you know, so are abortion songs. So you see the infant smash into the window, and then its face is all, like, smushed, and it slides down in a very cartoonish way. That's what people are fucking up in arms about. The company behind the ad, a major vacation rental site called HomeAway, Inc., is bowing to consumer pressure by removing the ad from its website. HomeAway issued a public apology Tuesday on its Facebook site, where many angry customers complain that the ad trivializes child abuse and paints the vacation rental industry as hostile to families, which make up some of the field's most important customers. In the commercial, depicting a frustrated family in a cramped hotel room, the father accidentally hurls a baby into a glass wall. On the company website, HomeAway encouraged viewers to customize the ad by uploading their own photos and choosing between options to catch or decapitate the death baby. That's funny! I like this website. I'm going to use HomeAway. I'm going to do the exact opposite. Not complain about it, but endorse this fucking website for having a sense of humor. We're deeply sorry that the ads offended some and hurt others. Oh, Chief Executive Brian Sharple said. Oh, Brian, come on, grow a pair. It was painful for all of us to hear from those affected. We always want to do the right thing. Who cares? Although HomeAway didn't say how many people viewed the ad online, Sharple's statement mentioned that web traffic exceeded that generated by last year's Super Bowl ad. Some children's advocates welcomed HomeAway's fast response. Oh, come on. It was a joke. And it does not, it has nothing to do with child abuse. Just because a baby was hurt. I want to see the version where the baby's decapitated. To appear to injure an infant in a commercial, it was so incredibly fake looking. There's no way anyone would confuse that with a real baby. To appear to injure an infant in a commercial in order to increase monetary gain is beyond despicable, said Lauren Hale. She says that the HomeAway ad gave her flashbacks. Although Hale never harmed her children, she developed postpartum obsessive-compulsive disorder, which caused her to have intrusive thoughts about throwing her child against a wall. Well, then obviously the company must pay, because you're fucked up in the head. The story, just I have to end it right here, because it's really infuriating, because there's just more people weighing in, like Nancy Jean of Pawtucket, Rhode Island. She says the ad may have succeeded in making HomeAway infamous, because if they were going for worst Super Bowl ad, they were successful. Mary Perry. Nice name, Mary Perry. Worst name ever. There just seems to be a huge disconnect between what's appropriate and what's not. I get dark humor. With so much child abuse and cruelty in the world, this spot was just not funny and way off mark. Well, then you obviously don't get dark humor, you stupid fucking cunt bitch whore. Ah, making me angry. By the way, when I was trying to record, speaking of things making me angry, when I was trying to record, I accidentally had my Facebook page up because I was talking to Sarah Griffin, you know, of the Secrets I Never Told thing. And people start fucking instant messaging me, driving me up the wall, and it screws up my show. Oh, God damn it. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to anyone on stupid Facebook. Jesus fucking Christ. Stupidest goddamn thing in the world, this instant messenger. How do you turn this off now? God damn it! I really dislike the, turn it off! I really dislike that Facebook instant messaging crap. Alright, final story we have for you. Today this one comes from the UK. A teenager who saved his half-brother's life one night and then killed him the next. Well, now that is just the very definition of indecisiveness. All right, yes, he's been detained for 4 years and 3 months. Dean Haddow, 17, admitted the culpable homicide of Stephen Gormley at their flat in April 2010. The High Court heard how Haddow resuscitated his brother when he became unwell and stopped breathing. But the next night, he kicked and punched the 32-year-old to death after he made jibes about his dead baby.
Thank God for abortion.
No. Yeah. Stop it.
The operation made a big sucking sound.
Very inappropriate. Wasn't an abortion. It was just a dead baby. Smashed up against a window. All right, Mr. Gormley died from brain injuries 8 days after the attack. The court heard how Haddow followed instructions from 999 operators, the equivalent to our 911, and resuscitated his brother after he became unwell on April 25th of last year. The following night, however, an argument started after the victim made remarks about how Haddow fathered a child who was now dead. Wonder what that joke was. Hard to construct a joke involving, you know, the father of a dead baby. Mr. Gormley was punched by Haddow several times on the face. This caused him to fall to the ground from his chair, where his brother kicked him several times to the face. Mr. Gormley did not try to fight back during the attack, but tried to cover his head with his hands. When Haddow later left the flat, the victim was no longer moving or speaking and was covered in blood. Not a good sign. The court was told that Mr. Gormley was taken to the Southern General Hospital, where he died on May 4th from brain injuries. Pathologists said it was unlikely that Mr. Gormley had been kicked more than 3 times on the head. When quizzed by police, Haddow told him, "I never tried to murder him. It's the last thing I would do. I don't know what happened. I just went off my head and couldn't stop myself." Haddow was originally charged with murder, but his plea of not guilty to a reduced charge was accepted by the Crown. Sentencing him, Judge Lord Matthew said, "This is a very tragic case involving the death of your half-brother, a young man with whom you formed a good relationship with. No words I say or sentence I pass will ever change that." So there you go. We end once again, predictably, on a happy note here on Distorted View Daily. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
It's Tone Deaf Ron. Just wanted to leave you a message. Here it comes.
Well, of course, we've got to have a goddamn song on the show.
I love that song. It's good, isn't it?
Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Now I want someone to call in playing this audio of me singing with myself. I'll see how many times I can sing Our God is an Awesome God with me.
Hey, Tim, it's Tasha Member Spider.
Spider?
About the whole white
thing. This is the guy who's into blood play. Sarah, if you're listening to the program, you need to get with this guy. He's got lots of secrets to share.
Hey, Tim, it's Tasha Member Spider. About the whole wiping issue. When I was a kid, I used to wipe standing up. But
yes.
Then I became a teenager, and I realized that sitting down was more efficient.
Of
so,
course
yeah,
it
now
is. I don't understand people who wipe standing up. Yeah. It makes no sense. I can't keep playing these. It makes me angry.
Hey, Tim.
I can't believe we're still having this conversation.
Hey, Tim. It's Touch My Badger. Hey, you totally don't have to play this on the show, but I don't know of any way else to get a hold of you that will work.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just going to leave a voicemail.
Okay.
I don't know, like, you owe me an iPad, which is awesome, thumbs up, but I don't know if you've actually bought it yet or not. If not, if you want, you can just, like, PayPal me the money, that way you don't have to leave your house, and I know a couple
know.
People who can get me a wicked awesome, like, discount on an iPad.
Oh.
And I can even, like, engrave it with, like, Jigu or something. How cool would that be?
Yeah, if you want to do that, you know, I was thinking about this. There's some of the Christmas gifts I still haven't sent out yet. Some I have. So I apologize if I haven't gotten yours. The iPad, though, I was kind of waiting because sometime in February, they're supposed to announce a new iPad. And I was like, well, do you really want an old one? Like, if they're just going to come out with a new one. But I understand if you want your pad. Just email me your PayPal address. I'll just PayPal you the cash that way because I haven't ordered it yet.
Jigu, Tim, I'm drunk. My nose is numb. well,
let's just move on.
Hey, Timothy Butt Fucking Henson, how are you doing today? I just wanted to call up to tell you I'm high as fuck.
All right, thank you very much for that.
Hey, Tim, it's your most attractive listener calling in. And I was on Skype, and my friend showed me this little option called the Skype Me option. It's under, like, the availability menu. If you want to click it, it has a little happy face. And since I am a pretty attractive person, as I said earlier, well, a lot of creepers want to talk to me and show me their cocks. So if you want to get in on the action, you should just find a picture of a cute little 14-year-old girl and bring Katie back so we can hear some skanks again, because I really miss those.
Yeah, I would love to do skanks. I didn't think it worked anymore. I thought PayPal changed stuff around. Remember when I would just have creepy guys from India or Egypt calling in, and I'd pretend I was a 13-year-old girl. I'd talk like this. You want to fuck my titties? And then I'd bust them.
Hey,
it was a real service I was doing.
Hey, Tinaboo. Boy, Pussy Jones.
Hi, boy. So
if you can tell me the name of that song, I go something like, fuck, what you want to do, dick, what you need.
I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know that song. I mean, I know that song. I have it. A fucking plan. You know, who sings that? I don't know if a listener made that for me or if it's a real song.
Hey, Tim, this is a Sideshow member from Florida. I heard about your trip that you're going to be taking to.
Yes, eventually here.
State.
It's been postponed, I think.
You're actually going, I think you said Gainesville.
Yes, the Gainesville.
You're not really going to be all the way in Florida. You're going to be in like a college town. So I think you should be okay.
Oh, that's good.
I was listening to your show and somebody asked if you're scared to be coming to Florida.
Of course I am. They're going to... I've been making fun of Florida for 6 years now. They're out to get me.
Jagoo, Senior Hanson. This is Mike from the Top 5 Podcast calling in.
Hello, Mike.
Today I realized I'm not a true freak, I guess.
Well, fuck
I mean,
you, then.
I love me some cum farts. I think Bunny Crush Audio is fucking hilarious.
But?
And that rape is like candy. But I can't wipe my ass standing up. I'd never heard of this shit before. I asked a friend, three friends actually, and one of them actually wipes standing up. So I decided to try it today. And I don't know if I have a long torso or something, but when I stand up, I can't even reach my ass.
Really?
And I'm a chunky guy, but I'm not like
you have,
a
like,
fat
weird
guy.
Gimped up arms or something.
Or anything. But I can even reach. Like I.
Well, you shouldn't have to stand up to wipe. It's so stupid.
Hey Tim, it's the window licker. Hey.
You'd be another good one for that Secrets I Never Told TV show.
The problem was your mother.
With you wearing diapers and shit.
I would sit there on the toilet, spread my legs as wide as I can, and just try to aim for the hole. And, you know, as tall as I am and the forced weight of the throw up, 9 out of 10 times, it would go straight into the hole and not make a mess. So,
right.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure she's probably a small person, but, you know, try it.
All right. Thank you very much for that call.
Jagoo Tim calling up because I figured this is the only place I can brag about this without people giving me weird looks. I was in line at the grocery store. This is a you were a freak wine moment, by the way. I was in line at the grocery store and they were ringing through a bunch of the food that I was getting.
I should start a website. You know you're a freak when people can just write in with their the freak moments.
Keep my family
and I'll write a book and then I'll become hugely successful.
To keep my family a healthy diet. So, you know, there are quite a bit of fruits and vegetables, and it was actually mostly vegetables and greenery that I was buying. And the woman ahead of me, this crotchety old lady, who had just bought a whole bunch of prepackaged frozen spaghetti type things, you know, Hungry Man meals, just looked at me, sneered, and said, "What are you, a rabbit?" And I looked at her and without thinking said, "No, I just fuck like one." And her jaw just dropped. The guy ringing my things through on the cash register snorted in laughter, and she said, "What?"
That is a freak.
I said, "Yeah, Fast and Furious till the job is done. Had a nice day." And at this point,
that's exactly how you talk to old women.
You know, scribbling her
her
name out on the check that she was writing while she scuttled with her things. You know, they checked me through, and the cashier and the bagger said nothing of it.
I love that the old woman was shocked and then pulled out her goddamn checkbook. Old people and those checks. Good God. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it no God?
Shit milkshake.
Shit milkshake.
Shit milkshake.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are Sideshow Freaks, I will see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program. Otherwise, we'll see you back to end the week with the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it. Straighten, you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
It's called perf. This is called barfing in Baton Rouge.